It's been a little while since our regularly scheduled series of Divrei Torah, but I think the last thing we spoke about was the connection between the Birchos Kriya Shema and how they integrate with the content of Kriya Shema as we know it. And I want to pick up on that theme, especially because it relates to the parshas we're reading right now, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there is a lot of literature about the nature of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which of course we recite every morning and every evening, Shacharis and at Mariv. Some say that the whole mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema is only Durabanan, even though it's such a fundamental text for all of Judaism. But some say that when it says in the Torah, V'divarta bam, right? You're going to speak these words, about these words, B'shachbecha uv'kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning. So it's really talking about Talmud Torah in general. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. It was Chazal who came later and specified the way that you're going to fulfill that mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the morning and the evening is through Kriya Shema. So we're more accepting of the other opinion that says, no, it's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa to recite the text of Kriya Shema, that was ordained by the Torah, not as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but as a specific commandment to mention the words, to recite the words of Kriya Shema. But then the question begins, okay, if you accept that it's d'oraisa, how much is d'oraisa? There are three paragraphs in addition to the initial Shema Yisrael Shem Malkeinu Shem Echad, and as you might have guessed, there's four opinions as a result. So the first opinion is that of the Ramban. Ramban says the only mitzvah d'oraisa is what we teach the children, you know, as soon as they can begin to speak Shema Yisrael Shem Malkeinu Shem Echad. That is what the Torah demands. That's what the Torah requires us to say every day, morning and evening. The additional recitation of the paragraphs that follow, that was added by Chachamim. Okay, that's one suggestion. You might imagine, very compelling, that the first paragraph for starters should be Doraisa as well, because that's exactly wherein contain those words, V'dibarta bam b'shach b'chov kumecha. That's where we're describing the performance of the mitzvah, morning and evening, in the first paragraph. And I think not too long ago we mentioned Rashi's opinion. Rashi says the whole reason why we can get away with, as we will in a few minutes, davening Maariv and saying Kriya Shema so early is because before you go to sleep, you're going to recite Shema Al Hamita and the first paragraph as well, right? So this way, if that's the whole thing, that's d'oraisa, that's where we focus our fulfillment of the mitzvah, and you're going to fulfill it before you go to sleep. And others argue and say, well, okay, you know, if more of Kriya Shema is d'oraisa, you're not going to get away with that. So some say the first two paragraphs are indeed, again, Shema, V'hafta Eis, and then V'haya, the second paragraph as well, because, lo and behold, that same formulation, V'dibar Tava, M'shach B'cha V'kumecha, is also found in the second paragraph. And finally, we have the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam says, Kriya Shalosh Parshios Elu Al Seder Zeh, Hi Hanikres Kriya Shema. The Rambam holds that the entire thing, the Shema, the initial line, as well as the three paragraphs that follow, are d'oraisa. And the question is, where do you get that from? What's our indication leading us to the conclusion that even the third paragraph, what would we assume? The third paragraph is really about you can give the share. I'm gonna take it easy today. The last paragraph seems to be, the focal point is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, as it concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzaseichem Meretz Mitzrayim, and so forth. Right? That's an additional mitzvah, just so happens to be grouped together conveniently for whatever reason with Kriya Shema. But should we consider that part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? That's the first question. The other question is, if you look at the Rambam's count of 613 mitzvos, he does not mention the mitzvah of Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim. Does not mention the mitzvah of Zechira Sitzias, which we would imagine would be on the list, right? So there must be some connection between the fact that it's not mentioned on its own as one of the 613 mitzvos, and the fact that the Rambam calls it part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, all three paragraphs, that allows the Rambam to combine all three together. So let's try to explain. Soloveitchik gave the following explanation in the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that in reality, that third paragraph, again, the theme being Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim, is able to integrate with Kriya Shema as one. Why is that so? Because we mentioned earlier one possibility, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I can open up any part of I'll open up my bar mitzvah parsha, read that in the morning and at night, and that will be my Torah obligation of learning Hashem's, you know, divine word that day. And Chazal came and said, no, it's going to be this specific part of the Torah. So if in fact, The Torah mandates that you read Kriyat Shema specifically. It's more than just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There must be something inherent in Kriyat Shema that's unique, that sets it apart from the rest of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the answer is, Shema, certainly, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenev, Shema Achad, is what we call Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim. Accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, that's how we start our day, that's how we end our day. And if you look in the Art Scroll Siddur, there's a little line right before you say Shema that says one of the things you should have in mind is saying those words. The implication is that I accept the Hashem's Malchus upon myself. So that's really that's the crux of the entire Kriyat Shema. What brings that third paragraph in is something really fascinating. Ibn Ezra asks the following question. When Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? I am God. If you wanted to give the most powerful and compelling argument that it's me and you should worship me, would you conclude that sentence with, it is I, Hashem, who took Adam and Sarai? What would be a more impressive and more compelling justification for why I am God? I created the whole world, right? Isn't the whole point of the Makos to show Hashem's mastery over nature and that control? So ask the Ibn Ezra, why did you choose to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is because on one level, well, that was the most personal connection they had, right? The way that they connected, the reality that they experienced when they left Mitzrayim was just that. So that would be something much more tangible, much more palpable, so to speak. So if that's the case, right? So a person may be able to look into the natural world and be impressed by biology and cosmology and chemistry and derive their emunah from that. But anyone, if you're leaving Mitzrayim, can derive your emunah from what you witnessed. So it seems that our mitzvah of emunah, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sa'amach Shemaim, is not simply that intellectual awareness, but specifically the intellectual awareness that's derived through the knowledge of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim itself is that principle that the emunah is based upon. And that's why so many mitzvahs that we do, it's always Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, if the mitzvah on the one hand of a Kriyat Shema is essentially the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sa'amach Shemaim, A. And B, as we just saw from the Aseret HaDibros, the concept of Anochi, of Emuna and Hashem, Kabbalah Sa'amach Shemaim, that's what it's based upon, is channeled through the prism of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then the Rambam makes a lot of sense. That third paragraph of Kriyat Shema will include the paragraph of Yetzias Mitzrayim because essentially the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim is ultimately one with the significance of the entire Kriyat Shema to engender Kabbalas Olmach Shemaim. And that's how Reb Chaim explained the Rambam was able to look at it as one big mitzvah. He didn't need to count it as another one of the 613 mitzvahs because it all, I guess you could say, thematically links up as one together with Kriyat Shema in general. Reb Chaim ben Nachash Omer, Ratzakos Baruch Hu, Zakas Yisrael, Lefichach Hevel, and Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar, Nachav, Eitzman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torovi, Atirim.